Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, don't forget, I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. with Benty. Now, we begin today's podcasty thing with, of course, the fallout from the absolutely mahoosive, huge clash in the Premier League yesterday, where Clippity Klopp's Liverpool drew with Pep Guardiola's Man City at Anfield. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
It's as you were at the top of the Premier League table. Arsenal, the pace setters now on 64 points by virtue of goal difference of Liverpool, and City just a point behind. What a game at Anfield this afternoon, and what a climax to this championship challenge we're in for on TalkSport. It finishes in the last ever meeting potentially between Messrs Klopp and Guardiola. Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1.
Each individual performance was absolutely exceptional today. And that, throw that together, you get the game you saw. They can, of course, the second half was the best half we ever played with Liverpool, or I have to say with Dortmund, even against Bayern or whatever. Really? Yeah, of course, there's no chance. Maybe we won games with good results, but it was counter-attack. Or we had good football moments, no doubt, really good football, and caused them problems. But today, that was, from my point, it was the best we played. So that's really cool. And again, Doku hits the post. Yeah, I'm not sure if he doesn't hit the post. Maybe Kvyat is then there with the hand. I don't know. We kind of have to watch it back. We had big chances, obviously, and should have got a penalty in the last minute, more or less. But you know that somebody will tell me otherwise.
Difficult, really, really difficult game, and we have our moments. We have other moments. We start really, really well. Even about before a goal, we had the chances, and I love it, you know, come here and doing it. And after, we could not do it more because they are really good. Not because we don't want it, because I know the players wanted to play, but it was really, really not easy.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the final word with majestic former Premier League manager Alan Pardew as well.
Speaking of Manchester City, Pards, before we go back to phone lines, Haaland today, did he flatter to deceive? I find sometimes in those games there, you know, like again the games against Arsenal when they lost away from home, etc. Like, you know, you can go missing sometimes.
Well, my view is slightly different on Haaland because I'm not so sure his game is particularly well suited at Man City. You know, they don't play a lot of ball into him. It's all coming down the sides. He obviously finishes the moment. That's what he's paid for at Man City. I think he has slight frustration that he's not involved in the game a little bit more. I can sense that in the way that he plays. And again today, he didn't get a lot of ball, a lot of action. He competed okay. But, you know, when you're looking at him sometimes, you know, like when Harry Kane, for example, in that role, that number nine role, would come shorter, try and get involved in the game a little bit, link it up a bit more. And Haaland maybe, because he's so young still, he might progress into doing some more of that with Man City. But I don't think he's encouraged to do that.
No.
And I think he does get isolated. And it was one of those games today where he was very much isolated. The midfield was getting bossed, particularly in the second half. And he become kind of just running around, closing people down. And strikers hate doing that. He would have been really frustrated at the end of that game, trust me.
Yeah.
Him more so than the manager.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the other games in the Premier League. And Unai Emery's Aston Villa and their match with big Ange Postecoglou's Spurs. Lots of bigs going on. In the battle for the Champions League, massive game. big game.
Yeah, it's finished. Aston Villa 0, Tottenham Hotspur 4. A crucial clash in the race for Champions League football, and it's Spurs who've come out on top, closing the gap between themselves and Villa to just 2 points. In the first 45, not a single shot on target. Spurs had looked the more likely with some neat passing movements, allowing them to advance into dangerous areas, but that final ball let them down time and time again. For Villa, they looked well organised, out of possession early on, but weren't able to do a great deal at the other end. But 5 minutes into the second half, the deadlock was broken. James Maddison slotting home from close range, and 3 minutes later, their advantage was doubled. Villa dispossessed with ease. Brennan Johnson, who was in from the start today, finding the back of the net. Things then went from bad to worse for the hosts as John McGinn was shown a straight red card for that. An important second win in their last 7 on the road for Spurs, though. It's finished Villa 0, Spurs 4.
In terms of the significance, put it on it from the outside, but it doesn't change our course in any way, I don't think, because ultimately, you know, I've said all along, my goal this year is to try and create a team that, you know, plays football that's compelling enough to make us challengers. And I thought there was some good signs today that, you know, there's more progress for us there, but still got another 11 games to go, a good chunk of the season to go for us, and you know, we just got to maintain and try and improve on those standards.
TalkSport Daily.
West Ham have a stoppage time equaliser. This time the goal stands. Mohamed Kudus on the left hand side of the box weaves through a player and then just managed to get it through to Danny Ings. What a twist and turn before burying it into the bottom right hand corner. That time he does get his first goal of the season, and against his former club, Perry Groves. That was some finish.
Fantastic finish. It was a good first touch from Danny Ings. He's got his back to goal. Brilliant play from Kudus on this left-hand side. I said about him going 1v1 with Aschinon, exactly what he did. Went on the outside of him, got his cross in, took a slight deflection. It was a fantastic first touch.
Time now to check in with the Hammers gaffer, Davey Moyes.
Yeah, good second half, but obviously a bit of a hangover, it looked like, from Thursday in the first half. We get punished just before half time with a second goal, which made it a bigger mountain to climb. But the boys done a really good job in the second half, got back, had made lots of opportunities, and probably should have scored more goals. Well, we should have scored more goals, yeah.
Brighton 1, Nottingham Forest 0. The goal that settled this game came just before the half hour mark. Omar Balotelli for Forest gave away a free kick when he fouled Ansu Fati. And from the free kick, it was his header that went into his own net. Forest, though, couldn't find an equaliser and go to Luton next week. They're only above them in the table by 3 points now and 1 goal in terms of goal difference. Finished here in front of 31,000. Brighton 1. Forest 0.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the Championship action, where Carlos Corberan's West Brom and their trip to Huddersfield.
And there could be a chance here because Johnson is in down that left-hand side. He's got pace to go around the outside. Fires a cross goal and into the back of the net. And West Bromwich Albion are consolidating their place in the top six. They'll move 5 points clear of 7. It's a 4th goal for them. It's the 2nd of the afternoon for Mikey Johnson. It's a great finish. 6 in 8 for him. West Brom home and hose. Huddersfield in deep trouble in the bottom 3 of the Championship.
Now, here's big Tony Cascarino praising, blimey, Man United's Garnacho and his ability and willingness to run at defenders. That's nice. I mean, he's a footballer after all. That is what he gets paid for.
One thing he's got, and I really like Garnacho for this, because he's always prepared to run at players. And Man United have had, over the years, from Stevie Coppell to Gordon Hill and many, many others that I can remember along the way, where they just have wingers like Giggs. And just so many of them that are prepared to have a go at a player and take them on. He's got that. Mm. He really does want to take players on at times. And he was, to me, really the difference in the two sides yesterday.
On now to the Sunday edition with Henry Winter, the chief football writer for The Times, claiming Eric Dier has been transformational at Bayern Munich. That's not even a word, is it? Transformational. I don't even know what that means. I mean, I know what it should mean. Anyway, what's wrong with you saying has got better and deserves to be in the next England squad? Big call that, my friend.
Look at the way he's playing. Got a standing ovation when he came off against Mainz. He's starting ahead of Kim, you know, who a lot of English clubs wanted to buy. So at the moment, we've got two English centre-backs in the Champions League quarter-finals, Eric Dier and John Stones. John Stones, England's best centre-half by a long way, world-class. But the two of them, Dyer and Stones, are England centre-back representatives in the Champions League. He also takes penalties. Maguire will go because he's actually in decent form. Once he's got over his injury, he'll take a penalty in the shootout and is a Southgate favourite. Then you've got two from four. Ben White, we saw yesterday, right back or centre back, has been brilliant. But his return from Qatar has never been fully explained. And Southgate has Trippier and Walker at right back. So does he really need Ben White? Gomez at Liverpool, incredibly versatile, can play left back, right back. At the centre and also holding midfielder. 11 caps, not being picked for 4 years. I mean, he's got a chance for the squad on Thursday. Lewis Dunk is many people's favourite. He's 32, leader for Brighton, doesn't really take penalties. Three England caps. So if you actually look at the competition that Eric Dyer is up against, if you actually hope that Southgate goes out and see the way he's playing, talks to Harry Kane, talks to Tuchel and sees what Eric Dyer's doing, Eric Dyer certainly deserves to be in consideration on Thursday.
TalkSport Daily.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Don't forget to check out The Debrief with Alan Brazil and Gabrielle Bonhol, the podcast available to download right now on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. In this week's episode, the boys look ahead to the Cheltenham Festival and discuss which TalkSport presenter will struggle in Gloucestershire.
Could Ali last the whole day with you and make it to work next day?
No. He'd be watching
I don't think
plants.
He could, you know.
He would find a place in the bar with a few plants.
Where he could throw his drink.
So when you're not looking, he pours them.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
McCoy.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people like to drink a lot, others don't. And Ali's got 12 jobs now, so he's got to be very careful.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
Well, that's it for another Andy Austin TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.